Shireen Nashat is described as one of the most well-known Iranian-American artists of our time. Her photography and films look at the role of women in Iran and her own life as an exile. Over time, her art has moved from the poetic to the political, from the still image to the moving picture. Her work has been seen around the world, the Walker Art Center in Minneapolis, the Art Institute in Chicago, and most recently at Manhattan's Gladstone Gallery. Thank you so much for being in studio.
Thank you for having me.
So I went to see your exhibition over the weekend, and it was packed, by the way, so you should know. There are a lot of people going to see your films. It consists of some photos, which are still taken from the film, and these two small films, each with a personal experience as part of a political environment. One is about a young girl who's in a dream state, which turns into a nightmare for her, a rape. Can you explain what that film's about?
Actually, these two video installations are sort of fragments of the larger project that I've been working on, a feature film called Woman Without Men, which is a readaptation of a novel by an Iranian author. So the two installations currently showing at Gladstone are two of the female characters, main characters. And really what I try to do in these video installations, different than the feature, is not to tell the entire story, the kind of crisis and transformation of this woman from the beginning to the end, but really give a glimpse into the nature of their character. What are their dilemma and how are they coping with that? So in the case of Faizeh, it's an extremely traditional religious Iranian woman. And her idea of morality and traditional system of belief has been sabotaged by a rape. So we see her breakdown and that she ultimately has to come to face with the fact that she has lost her virginity and indeed tabooed, but somehow to cope to come out of it. So this is really a glimpse into the mindset of this woman.
In the other video installation, Muniz is the name?
Muniz.
It takes place as the Shah is coming back to Iran after the CIA has arranged a political coup to bring him back to Iran. And one of the women, we think she's dead. We think she's a ghost. And she's in the middle of this protest. And during this one scene at the protest, she says, "I remember I saw a light like a thought spinning in the air. It was telling me if you let go, you may find your way. But now that I'm here, I feel lost. I don't know where I'm dead or I'm alive."
اگه خودتو رها کنی، شاید راهتو پیدا کنی. اما حالا حس میکنم گم شدم. نمیدونم زندم یا مردم. With this film, I think this was a very symbolic character for me, Muniz, as the spirit of a revolution or a political uproar in our country. I was very interested in making this very delicate parallel between how she, as a single individual, was being dominated by her brother, her family, the traditional system that would not allow a woman to participate in the social unrest and social justice as a process, yet her finding freedom ultimately through this leap of to death, and ultimately she finds freedom in this flight. And while the country is looking for an idea of democracy, looking for freedom and independence from the British and American control, you know, Muniz is also looking for freedom and independence. So the country is being dominated by the military and the foreign intervention, and Muniz is being dominated by her family.
If I'm looking at a piece of your art, what am I seeing of you in your art?
Well, I think generally I could speak for all artists that somewhere in all of the work that an artist creates, somewhere they are hidden behind it, and in some ways their own inner anxieties are revealed somehow. And I think that when I look at all my work retrospectively, I see that every one of them is about me and about the issues that I confront as a human being, But I'm not interested to make a biographical work. But I think that's the most intimate way you can approach your audience, by exposing your own personal vulnerabilities, fears, hopes, dreams, and allow the viewers to really begin to identify with that. And so there is that integrity and honesty that I think the viewer sort of likes, and I like it as an artist.
You left Iran during the days of the Shah, and you came to the United States to study. You were a teenager?
Yes, I was 17 years old.
When did you first go back to Iran?
Well, I did go back before the Islamic Revolution, which happened in 1979. I was going back regularly. And then at some point, it became very difficult, not only because of the Iranian government, but also because we were in war with Iraq. So eventually I did go back in 1990s and made it a habit of going back. But then it's become more a problem with the current regime. So I've been going less frequently.
We're speaking with Shireen Nashat, the artist. Many people probably know you from your book, Women of Allah, the black and white photos. And we've been talking a little bit about your video installations, which are a step to a larger cinematic project. Which medium has proved to be the most challenging for you?
Well, it's interesting because I've developed very quickly from photography to video to film. And the still image, it's got its monumental power in a way that a single image could be so effective. But I think I really appreciate the idea of storytelling. I think film, the moving picture, allows such possibilities in terms of theater, choreography, storytelling, painting, photography. So for me, every single frame in my films are a photograph. But also, I'm really interested in dealing with a broader audience. I think for an artist, it's an extreme challenge how to translate their ideas that somehow translates to the audience larger than the galleries and museums. But presently, I seem to stand somewhere between art, visual arts, and cinema.
How does the current political situation in Iran, what kind of impact does it have on you as you're creating this new movie about the coup d'etat in 1953?
Well, it's interesting because I have a dubious relationship with my country, but of course this this film is also very critical of this country. And so in Iran, in some ways, I think as much as I have problem with my own government, they sort of appreciate the fact that a film that has been made to bring back, bring attention to a monumental event that changed the face of the political relationship between Iran and the United States and the entire Middle East ever since then. It will never be seen in Iran, this film, because of the book has been banned and it has other connotations that are problematic. But I think in this country, I think it's very important because there is this sort of amnesia about the event and that the United States had a direct relation and responsibility to overthrow a democratically elected prime minister, and that ever since then, Iran has lost all hope for idea of democracy. And had we not had the coup d'etat in 1953, perhaps would not have had the Islamic Revolution in 1979 or the event that happened in the American Embassy in 1979. I think for me it's very important that somehow this film might shed some light on some historical event that I think is very important today.
And when do you think we might be able to see this film in festivals or in art houses?
I hope in spring of 2008 in Europe, and hopefully as early as the fall or the winter, fall of 2008 or winter of 2009. We're almost finished.
Well, good luck with the completion of the project. And until then, if you're in the New York City area and you want to go to the Gladstone Gallery, Shireen Nashat, her exhibit, her video installations, and her photographs will be there through February 23rd, 2008. And you can always go on the website and check it out, or come to our website, npr.org/Bryant Park. We will have an example of some of your work online. Thank you so much for coming in today, Shireen.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, and that does it for us. This is This Hour of the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.